War and Peace. Miss Scott shows the class photographs of a burned, naked girl running, crying down a dirt road, of people climbing, screaming, desperate to get on the last helicopter out of Saigon, of skeletal refugees crammed aboard a sinking fishing boat, reaching up to the heavens for help, of mounds of combat boots abandoned by soldiers of the losing side. She's telling the class where I'm from. She should have shown something about papayas and that. No one would believe me, but at times, I would choose wartime Saigon over peacetime in Alabama. October 29th. Pancake face. Pem is dressed in a skirt to the floor, like the pioneers in our textbook. Sidivan wears a beard like President Lincoln. I didn't know today is pretend day. Pink Boy keeps asking, "What are you?" By the end of school, he yells an answer. "She should be a pancake. She has a pancake face." It doesn't make sense. Until it does. I run, hearing laughter loud, 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 which still echoes when Mother comes home. I can't keep the day inside anymore. Mother asks, "What's a pancake?" Tears gush because I can't make myself explain. A pancake is very, very flat. October 31st, Halloween. Mother's response. Mother strokes my head. "Chant, my child. Breathe in, peaceful mind. Breathe out, peaceful smile." She strokes my back. "Chant, my daughter. Your whispers will bloom and shelter you from words you need not hear. Chant, Namo Azida Phat, Namo Quan Thế Âm Bồ Tát." She strokes my arm. I chant, wanting the gentle strokes to continue forever. I chant, wanting Mother's calmness to sink into me. October 31st, night. Mrs. Washington's response. I'm quiet during my lesson with Mrs. Washington. For a long time, I stare at the floral wallpaper and shelves full of books. Then, I notice a framed photograph of a boy in uniform. I had not known of her son Tom, or of his death as a 20-year-old soldier in the very place where I was born. I never thought the name of my country could sound so sad. I'm afraid to look at Mrs. Washington. "You hate me?" "Child, child." She comes close and hugs me. Right then, I tell her about the pancake. She hugs me tighter, then pulls out a book of photographs, a dragon dance at that, schoolgirls in white aozais, a temple built on a tree trunk. Tom had sent home these photographs of a hot, green country that he loved and hated just the same. I suck in breath. A photograph of a papaya tree swaying broad, fan-like leaves in the full sun, showing off a bundle of fat orange piglets. Excited, I yell, "Doo-doo," stabbing at the image. "Best food." "Papaya? Your favorite food is papaya?" By the time I teach her doo-doo, she teaches me doo-doo. We're laughing so hard, we're hungry for pancakes. She tells me to take the book home. November 3rd. Cowboy's response. Before school, our cowboy shows up. Mrs. Washington told him about the pancake. He whispers to Mother and Brother Guang, "All will escort me to school with Mrs. Washington." I do not feel good. In the principal's office sit Pink Boy and his mother. It's very hot in here. Lots of strange voices holding in anger. Finally, all eyes are on Pink Boy, who wrestles out, "Sorry." I feel like throwing up. Mother rescues him. "We know you're from a proper family and did not realize the damage of your insult." While Brother Guang translates, Pink Boy's eyes let me know he hates me even more. November 5th. Buddha, Buddha. Miss Scott shows photographs of the S shape of Vietnam, of green mountains and long beaches, of a statue of the Buddha reclining. She asks me, "Would you like to say anything?" I know Buddha. I hear laughter and a murmur building. Buddha, Buddha. Miss Scott hushes them. All day I hear whispers, "Buddha, Buddha." I watch the clock, listen for the final bell, and dash. Pink Boy and friends follow, releasing shouts of "Buddha, Buddha," as I put one leg in front of the other, faster, faster, but not fast enough to not hear them scream, "Buddha, Buddha." I turn down the wrong street, away from the corner where Brother Coy would be. I have no choice but to run. I turn right where purple flowers curve like baby moons over butterfly bushes. Footsteps pound right behind me. Turn left where flowers grow blue. I wish I could control it, but the plates of flowers are now blue smears from my near tears. Buddha, Buddha breathes into the back of my neck. Faster, faster. My legs try, but the shouts are upon me. Someone pulls my hair, forcing me to turn and see a black hole in a pink face. Buddha! Buddha girl! My palms cover my eyes. I run, all the while surging from my gut. Fire, sourness, weight, anger, loneliness, confusion, embarrassment. Shame. November 7th. Hate it. I don't make it inside the house, but sit under the willow tree, dig a hole, and into it, scream, scream, scream. I hate everyone. A lion's paw rips up my throat. Still I scream. I hate everyone. Hands grip my shoulders. Mrs. Washington is on her knees. "Child, child, come with me. I hate everyone." She hoists me up by my armpits and drags me across the yard. "You poor child, tell me, tell me." It hurts too much to keep screaming, but it feels good to thrash about like a captured lizard. Inside her house, Mrs. Washington throws her body on mine. "Hush, hush, hush, hush." She says it over and over like a chant, slowly. Slowly, the screams that never stopped inside my head cool to a real whisper. I hate everyone. Even your mama? She crosses her eyes, puckers her lips. I stop myself from laughing. She pats my hand. That one gesture dissolves the last of my hate spell. November 7th, after school. Brother Guang's turn. Brother Guang comes home with happy shouts. He did it, repairing a car no one else could. From now on, he's to work only on engines. Mother smiles so hard, she cries. I pout. When is it going to be my turn? November 12th. Confessions. It's time to tell Mother why misery keeps pouncing on me. I used to buy less pork so I could buy fried dough. I know. You do? What else? I used to like making the girl who shared my desk cry. She tilts her head. I know, Mother, I know. Very bad. She nods. Now they make me cry. Will I be punished forever? Forever is quite long. There's more. It's really bad. She lifts an eyebrow. At dawn on Tet, I tapped my big toe to the tile floor first. She widens her eyes. I hate being told I can't do something because I'm a girl. She doesn't scold me, just nods. Did I ruin the luck of the whole family? Is that why we're here? My child, how you shoulder the world. I was superstitious, that's all. If anything, you gave us luck, because we got out and we're here. Lucky to be here? Just wait, you'll see. I don't want to wait, it's awful now. Is it really so unbearable? They chase me. They yell Buddha, Buddha at me. They pull my arm hair. They call me pancake face. They clap at me in class. And you want me to wait? Can I hit them? Oh, my daughter. At times you have to fight, but preferably not with your fists. November 14th. Now! Brother Guang takes us to the grocery store. Mother buys everything to make egg rolls for a coming holiday when Americans eat a turkey the size of a baby. She has me ask the butcher, please grind our pork. I'm sure I said it right, but the butcher sharpens his face, slams down our meat, and motions us away. Mother wrinkles her brows, thinking, pausing, then rings the buzzer again. Please, she says, but it comes out, peas. The butcher turns away without a word. Mother presses the buzzer for a long time. When the butcher returns, he hears a lot of Vietnamese in a voice stern and steady, from eyes even more so. Mother ends with a clear, now! The butcher stares, then takes our meat to the grinder. November 22nd. Doo-doo face. Again they're yelling, Buddha, Buddha, but I know to run toward Brother Koi 2 corners away. Enough time for them to repeat hundreds of Buddhas. Enough time for me to turn and yell, Jesus, Jesus. I love how they stop, mouths open. My heart lifting, I run and shout, Bully, coward, pink snot face. words I learned from them on the playground. I turn to see Pink Boy coming close to me. No longer pink, he's red, blood orange red, like a ripe papaya. Doo-doo face! It's not my fault if his friends hear doo-doo face and are laughing right at him. Brother Koi is waiting. I jump on. December 4th. Rumor. Friday. Steven heard it from Pem, who heard it from the honey hair girl, who heard it from the dot on face girl, who heard it from the white hair boy, who heard it from all three girls in braids, that Pink Boy has gotten his sixth grade cousin, a girl two heads taller than the tallest of us, with arm muscles that run up and down like mice, to agree to beat me up when we come back Monday. December 5th. A plan. I don't have to tell Brother Koi, who heard in the halls of his school, that my face is to be flattened flatter tomorrow. You don't have a flat face, he says. Besides, I have a plan. December 7th. Run. 5 minutes to the last bell, I lean toward the door, legs bouncing, books left on the floor. Ring! I run, Pem and CT Van close behind. Outside, Pem and I exchange coats with hoods. Pem heads down my usual path. I zip to the left. CT Van stays to block the door. Running so fast, I fly above the sidewalk. Alone. They must all be with Pem. I stop at the new corner where Brother Koi said to wait. Where is he? Footsteps explode from the street that smacks into mine. Pink Boy! December 8th, 3:36 p.m. A shift. Pink Boy plows toward me. I squat in Dung Tan, facing him. His right arm extends in a fist. When he's close enough for me to see the white arm hair, I shift my upper body to the left, legs sturdy, eyes on the blur that flies past me. A thud. Pink Boy writhes on the pavement. I thought I would love seeing him in pain. But he looks more defeated than weak, more helpless than scared, like a caged puppy. He's getting up. If I were to kick him, it must be now. December 8th, 3:38 p.m. Wow! A roar. Pink Boy and I turn. A gigantic motorcycle. The rider in all black stops. The helmet comes off. Voo-lee! Wow! Pink Boy disappears. Brother Koi runs up, out of breath, pushing a bicycle with a flat. Voo-lee flicks his head. I climb on first, wrap my arms around a waist tight as rope. Brother Koi climbs on next, one hand holding the handlebar of his bike. We fly home. December 8th, 3:43 p.m. The Voo-lee effect. Voo-lee now picks me up after school. So someone is always saving lunch seats for me, Pem, and CT Van. Someone is always inviting us to a party. Someone is always hoping Vu Li will offer her a ride, as he did the huge cousin, who now not only smiles, but waves at us. Pink Boy avoids us, and we're glad. December 16th. Early Christmas. Mother invites our cowboy and Mrs. Washington for egg rolls. They brought gifts, not saying early Christmas, not wanting to embarrass us for not having anything to exchange. From our cowboy to mother, 2 just caught catfish. To brother Guang, tuition for night college. To Vu Li, jerky in 10 flavors. To brother Koi, 2 fighting fish in separate jars. To me, a new coat. We laugh and say, perfect. From Mrs. Washington to mother, a gong and jasmine incense. To brother Guang, an engineering textbook. To Vu Li, jerky in 10 flavors. To brother Koi, a hamster. To me, 3 packages of something orange and dried. My family claps and says, perfect. I frown. December 20th. Not the same. 3 pouches of dried papaya. Chewy, sugary, waxy, sticky. Not the same at all. So mad, I throw all in the trash. December 20th, night. But not bad. Mother slaps my hand. Learn to compromise. I refuse to retrieve the pouches, pout, go to bed, stare at the photograph of a real papaya tree, wonder if I'll ever taste sweet, tender, orange flesh again. Gong rings out. How soothing a real gong sounds. Swirls of incense reach me, hovering like a blanket, tugging me in. I wake up at faint light, guilt heavy on my chest. I head toward the trash can. Yet, on the dining table, on a plate, sit strips of papaya, gooey and damp, having been soaked in hot water. The sugar has melted off, leaving plump, moist, chewy bites. Not the same, but not bad at all. December 20th through 21st.